You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. New figures show an increase in registered users of medical marijuana in Michigan. The state's annual report shows a sharp increase among users in southwest Michigan. On Friday, the Michigan Supreme Court issued a ruling that the law approved by voters in 2008 that allows for use of marijuana for medical purposes does not protect dispensaries, which facilitate patient-to-patient sales. We're joined by John Targowski, who's an attorney in Kalamazoo who specializes in medical marijuana law. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. These two different things here. We find there's an increase in registered users, and at the same time, there's a court ruling, which perhaps makes it a little tougher for those registered users to find a way to actually get medical marijuana. Do these two things reflect something of a mixed bag of news on the issue right now?
Well, we certainly live in interesting times when it comes to marijuana, because increasingly doctors are being forthright with patients about whether this is a good modality for them, and certain users are increasingly registering with the state of Michigan. There's a little less a little less animus with the state about that. And not coincidentally, we've had a ruling from the Supreme Court, and that ruling pretty narrowly interpreted the type of immunities that the Medical Act gives users, and specifically that patients can't sell each other marijuana and be immune from arrest and prosecution. It would be interesting to note that there's really two levels of protection in the Act, and this one case is only talking about the first level of protection, which is the immunity, which means that if you have a card and you're engaging in certain uses, the police have to walk away from you. You're not subject to arrest, prosecution, anything like that. That's what the state Supreme Court's case was talking about. There's a second level of protection called an affirmative defense, that which was not mentioned and not implicated in this state Supreme Court case. There was one last May that came out from Lansing, which pretty much said that an affirmative defense is available for any prosecution involving marijuana. And what you're going to see now...
Can you explain for a moment what an affirmative defense is?
Sure. So as the state Supreme Court was talking about, there's certain behaviors that are immune from arrest and prosecution that make you not only conviction proof, but arrest proof. There's a sort of safety valve, last resort type of defense in the Medical Act that protects unregistered patients. And that pretty much stands for the premise that those people, because of their lack of registering with the state or whatever, maybe they're a little bit over their limit or so forth, they can get arrested, they can get prosecuted, but then they have the right to show that if they were possessing not more than reasonably necessary for an uninterrupted supply for their medical condition, that a jury or a judge will dismiss their case. So it's kind of like a last resort hearing. It doesn't say what they were doing was legal. It says it's excusable under the law. The equivalent is, like in Florida, you have a stand your ground type of defense for certain types of homicide. That doesn't make homicide legal. That makes it excusable if you meet a certain definition.
And a defendant can use this in court as a means of trying to get an acquittal.
Correct. Correct. There's a whole protocol that the Supreme Court established in a different case. But this case that came out, the dispensary case, doesn't implicate that at all. And I think what you're going to see doesn't implicate the affirmative defense. It implicates the immunity provision. And I think what you're going to see is over time, dispensaries are going to be closing down. There was one in Kalamazoo, the Med Joint, that closed down, I think, this weekend.
Right after the ruling.
Correct. And I don't know if they're going to open up or not, but I think there's going to be a patchwork in the next 6 months, 12 months. There's going to be a patchwork of certain places that are going to either remain open or get out and open again. And the ones that do remain open, they're going to have this affirmative defense available to them, but it's going to be a little bit more dangerous, a little less solid legal footing than they had before. One thing that's interesting is, like in California, there is no immunity provision. Their entire California Compassionate Use Act, their Medical Act, is one big affirmative defense. So one of the things that Michigan learned in 2008 from some of the other states that legalized medical marijuana was to create not just one big affirmative defense that can be used in court, but some immunity provisions where essentially the police walk away. And that's something that's going to be a lot more interesting, because we're just going to have a lot more people with these cards, a lot more people using marijuana, and a lot less safe legal avenues for those people to get marijuana.
The last time that you were in our studios, we were discussing marijuana law after the Kalamazoo ordinance had passed, which makes it the last priority for law enforcement. You were one of the people that helped to get that through, and you talked about maybe broadening this effort out statewide for more loosening of marijuana laws or relaxing of marijuana laws. About 30 seconds left. Do you think that this ruling and perhaps some of the news we're hearing makes that more possible in the future?
It makes it very possible. Even tonight, I'm going to be talking to some other activists, and there's going to be a lot happening in 2013 and 14, both to push Lansing and to get some out-of-state money to prepare for 2016. I think in 2016, you're going to have a Colorado or Washington-style limited legalization on this ballot. That's our goal. And I think these rulings and the news that we got today basically mean that this is a story that's here to stay.
John, thank you for your time this morning.
Great.
Thanks. John Targowski is an attorney in Kalamazoo. He specializes in medical marijuana law. You can find links with more stories about the Michigan Supreme Court ruling at our website, WMUK.org.